Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Schoebel. Batting third. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schoebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoebel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Schoebel reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Schoebel scores. Stone moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Sherin goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. West bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Rogel moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Rowe reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Hayworth moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble juggles the ball. That's an error on Scubble. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scubble hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Melillo scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rowe strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to third. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Scubble is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. West hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3. Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Art Herring now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball four. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. Farrell scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Walker reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. JoJo White pinch hits for Art Herring. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Walker scores. Davis moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. It's 11-4, Browns. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bots Nicola now pitching. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sherin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Scubble hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.